People are like books that not just anybody can read. They have their own dialect, pictures, diagrams, tables. Which means you have to find the right reader. One who understands your language, who can navigate your format. Sometimes you think you've met someone who will know how to read your book. You can read their book, so they must be speaking your language, you think. But after a while, it becomes clear they never looked at your footnotes and misinterpreted all your book has to say. Some people pick up your book for its cover. They don't bother reading the blurb, foreword, or even starting from the prologue. They pick up your story in the middle, and when it isn't what they'd expected, they'll give up before reaching the end. What we crave is someone who knows to look for the table of contents. Who will take the time to study our glossary, putting time and care into understanding our nuances. The right reader will never tire of your book. They will read it again and again, discovering new meaning every time. It may become their favorite, and they will brag about your book to anyone who will listen. We're looking for someone who will cherish our creases and stains, because that too is part of our story. If your book has some loose pages, they will look for ways to mend them, if they can, or just handle them with loving care, if they can't. Yes, it is a great relief to have someone read and love you from cover to cover. And if you can read them too, without strain or prejudice, but with both dedication and pleasure, it is a precious gift. Maybe then you can learn from each other's story so that every fresh chapter be lifted by the experience. Maybe then you can even write a whole new sequel together. A crossover that's both yours and theirs.